Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hey, friends, it's Bob here. I know it's been quite a while since we've updated you on Windfall Season 2, primarily because we're a small team juggling multiple projects at once. As soon as we know more about when we'll be ready to go back to Proxima, you'll be the first to know. In the meantime, we're thrilled to introduce you to a brand new show on the Fable and Folly Network, Alma Lem. This 5-part miniseries was written and created by Sean Williams and Gideon Media, the team behind Give Me Away, Steal the Stars, and so many other incredible podcasts. Alma Lem is an irreverent retelling of the rise of Christianity in first century Jerusalem, focusing on the behind-the-scenes players who helped shepherd in this new political movement. Alma Lem is a funny, challenging, and exciting look at how we create revolutions and what we really get when we fight for change. Each episode is a step closer to the moment we all know is coming, the end of this chapter, but the beginning of the rest of human history. This show is absolutely incredible, and we're positive that if you'd give it a chance, you'll be just as obsessed with it as we are. Take a listen to their first episode on our feed, right here, right now, and then go subscribe to Alma Lem on the podcatcher of your choice to listen to the rest as soon as it's released. And now, I present you, Alma Lem.
I couldn't believe this man. He shows up with 10 pigs, and they were just us. These were the skinniest pigs you've ever seen.
Oh, no. I'm sure. I know Samuel's
pigs. They looked like large rats. I'm telling you, it looked like he found the largest rats he could find and shaved them.
Nevertheless.
But, and here's my mistake. I gave him the money first.
No.
Yes, I gave him the money first. And so now I'm carrying these rat pigs.
Sure.
I bought chickens. He brought me pigs. He brought me rat pigs.
Hilarious.
So obviously I'm going to have to wait until they grow and then find a Roman to buy them off of me.
Nevertheless, Adlai.
And you know how they are, Justas.
Yes.
You know how they are. They'll give me coin maybe. Maybe. More likely, they will beat my sons in front of me and take the pigs anyway.
Well, they will give you coin, but yes.
Look, I can't get mad at Samuel. He's simple and he's family.
Of course.
He just, I don't even know if he knew these were chickens or pigs.
Or rats.
I'm telling you, you saw these pigs. They are absurd. Oh. So I'm out the money, which bends me all the way around in an uncomfortable way.
But your deal-making with a simple man shouldn't put us in a position where...
Hang on, Amalim. Just
Hang on for
Just us, you let this kid talk to me like this?
All right, calm down, Adlai. I'm not letting anyone do anything. Amalim knows what they want and they're asking for it, that's all.
Sounds like they're trying to threaten me.
I'm not trying to threaten you, Adlai. I'm simply saying...
Amalim, do you know Samuel?
Do I... Does it matter?
Adlai, tell Amalim about Samuel.
Oh, well, Samuel's my cousin's oldest... inheritor of the great kingdom of the shithole near the shithouse. And we don't know if it's the air around the sewers that made him simple, but he has as much sense as a bag of rocks.
Oh, now that is unkind. Fair, but unkind.
He's family, I can say it. But he's desperate to make money for his poor mother and father, and for some reason, he is the center of their hearts, no matter how fucking stupid he is.
And he is very fucking stupid.
Oh, I see. Now you can say it?
Look, everyone knows that Samuel is thus. Everyone.
Of course.
And everyone knows that a man like that should probably not be in business.
Yes. Well, I mean... Yes, of course.
But he's family.
You see, Amalem? Listen to this man. He understands. He has a heart.
Of course.
Stas, we need...
You can pay us when you can pay us, my old friend.
I expected nothing less. You are a scholar of the moral code.
A fucking rabbi.
A learned man.
Of course. You pay us when you can.
Stas.
I do think you should be careful.
What?
Listen, this is just between us since we've known each other forever.
Sure, sure, of course.
Please keep an eye on your neighbors. See if you can keep those pigs somewhere out of sight.
How do you mean?
Yaakov.
Yes?
He's done well with the sheep and the milk, as well as you have.
Well, he doesn't have the friends I have. I'm not worried.
Of course, but he does want the friends you have. He spoke to Amalem.
He... Oh, and... Amalem, he spoke to you?
I've spoken to Yaakov, yes.
And you think...
No! We've known each other forever. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he has a seat by the eastern wall. And all those fuckers chatter like a combing circle.
Yes.
So if he knows you have pigs... Anyone who knows that you have pigs and wants to make trouble for you...
But I can trade with the Romans. There is no law.
Of course.
There is no law.
There is no law. I'm just saying anyone who knows you have pigs can try to make trouble. Anyone.
But Amalem, you could... You talk to everyone. If they tried...
I would do whatever Gestas says to do. But... Gossip only works in one direction. You can't make things unsaid.
And anyone who knows I have pigs...
Not us, of course.
No, of course. Just us, please. Stay here for one moment. I'll be right back.
Just us. Yaakov has never spoken to me about trade.
I never said he did. Quiet.
Just us. My wife has been hiding coin from me.
That is just like a woman.
I'm sure this is why you never married.
I love coin too much.
Here. This is what I owe you for the oil.
Adlai, we can be patient.
No. I insist. You must take it. Amalem, my friend.
Yes?
You won't let them say anything.
You are an old friend of my master. I would never do anything to you that he hadn't asked for.
And you would never do anything to hurt me, Gestas. I know that.
My friend, I'm just grateful that it need not be said.
How did you know he had coin?
Everyone has coin. Are you kidding? How could he not have coin?
But the pigs were...
Everyone pretends that coin is different from other coin if you keep it in a separate purse. It's so infuriating.
So it didn't matter that Samuel gave him pigs?
Corinna! You look lovely today.
And you look like an underfed tree, Justas.
Oh, why are you so cruel to me when you love me so much?
I love you like I love the toilets. When I need you, I'm happy to see you, and when I'm done, I'm happy to leave you behind.
May the sun rise on your happiness.
May your fruit ever be ripe.
First of all, the sure sign of an absolutely horrible person is when they shift blame to someone they think you already dislike. The second someone says, it's not my fault, it's the Philistines, or the idiots, or the untouchables, or whatever, you know you're dealing with a complete piece of shit.
Okay.
Fucker blames his wife.
Right.
But second of all, people will tell you that they don't have your coin, as if their coin is all divided into piles. But coin is like water.
Right.
There is a well. If they tell you, oh, the bucket is empty and your water should be in it, make them put the bucket back down the well.
Right. Understood. But there is more to all of this than coin. Yes? Justas, the Romans make us use coin that is not even ours. We make their coin under their rules, and we should be trying to... Please, Justas. Please, you've got to talk to him.
No fucking way.
I told him you would talk with him. I gave him my word.
That sounds like a mistake.
Justas, you have to at least talk to him.
Not out here, Omalim. What is wrong with you?
This isn't just a job, Justas. This isn't just fun or something. This isn't for money. This is a chance for us to do something really good. We might actually inspire some real change here.
I know the man. Are you kidding me? Yaya, right?
John.
Yeah, before he was John, he was Yaya. I know the man. Or at least I knew him before he went crazy.
He's not crazy.
He's letting people think he's crazy. He's making people think he's crazy. There's no difference.
Come on, you don't believe that.
His story is a complete mess. What is he even trying to do?
He's bringing down the Roman occupation and trying
to... Oh, God.
He is.
How's that help me?
It helps everyone.
Not me. And not you. What's the count?
41. Let me recount.
Is that from...
From last night. I've got this morning right here. 41. You don't want to end the Roman occupation?
Do the Romans go to the Jewish whorehouses?
Fine.
Do the Romans gamble? Do they play the numbers? The Romans will pay for those pigs.
There's gotta be more than that.
Oh, come on.
There's gotta be more.
There is. There is more. And if I could find another kid like you, we'd have another whorehouse. We'd run more numbers. I'd run twice the olive oil out to Galatia and Crete. If you get rid of the Romans, I'll have to find a whole new set of people to deal with. I know. The Romans. I trust the Romans. They love coin. They help us make coin. So why do we need to get rid of them?
We can't survive under foreign rule. We will lose ourselves. We won't be Jews.
Come on. We've never ruled ourselves. We don't know how. If we didn't have the Romans to fight against, we'd have to find someone.
What if John is the prophet we've been waiting for? What if he can unite us? Not just in opposition. Not just in opposition, but as a leader. What if he can bring down the Roman occupation and then actually build a new country? A Jewish country. What if he could bring us to Israel?
Okay, but he's not doing that.
He is! That's what he's doing!
Look, one day this will be your job and you will need to know the difference between doing a thing and bringing down the Roman occupation.
Bringing down the Roman occupation is doing a thing.
No, it isn't. It's crap. Listen to me. If you say, Yaya is making a mountain disappear, then I will tell you that that is not a thing. If you say, Yaya is moving dirt with a shovel from the top of a mountain, and one day the mountain will be gone, then I will agree with you that he is doing a thing.
John. He's going by John.
Okay. Good. That's a thing he's doing. He's insisting on being called John. What's the count from Adlai?
50 even.
50? Oh, that's three short. You're talking about Yaya and I'm missing coin.
John?
Yes, John. He's John. Great. What else is he doing?
He's ushering in a revolution. He's leading a...
No.
He's baptizing people.
There you go.
But the baptized are following him.
Yes.
And if enough of them come together, they can actually lead a revolution. He can do it. He's the man that can do it.
Yeah, but why are they following him? What does this baptism do exactly?
It gives you a new... You become part of the fold.
Give me two more sheets.
Here.
All right, you go underwater and you emerge as a new Jew. That's what you're saying?
You always do this. Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it's not true.
Look, it's nonsense.
It washes away your sins.
All of the sins you've committed before you're baptized are gone. You become part of a larger thing. You dedicate your life to God, and no matter who your father was, who your mother was, you become part of this holy order. You become a new kind of Jew, a Jew without sin, who's dedicated to this flock, this purpose.
Okay. So you get baptized, you become part of this larger thing, this revolution, right? Poorest person, the richest person, they all become part of the same thing in John's eyes, right?
In God's eyes.
Sure.
Yes.
No matter who your father is, you're a new kind of Jew.
Yes. And you should see it. Hundreds of people getting baptized.
Jews.
What?
You think I don't get it, but you're missing something here.
Of course they're Jews.
Of course. Why are they Jews?
I'm sorry, just us. Who else would they be?
Romans.
Why would a Roman join the group dedicated to a revolution against the Roman occupation?
That's a great question. Why would they?
They wouldn't.
Could they?
No. No. I mean, no, I don't think so.
No matter who your father is, right? The poorest, the wealthiest, it doesn't matter. If you devote yourself to John the Baptist God and you jump in the magical mikveh, you're part of the movement, right?
Right.
No matter who your father is. Even if your father has blue eyes and an uncut cock?
What? No.
Let me ask you this. Suppose a Roman gets baptized.
They can't.
Yeah, but what if he does? Just one Roman. And he likes it. And he gets his buddies and his wives and his children baptized. What's to stop that?
That's not going to happen because the Romans will be gone by the time it would even have a chance to...
5 years from now, or 100 years, or 500... All the Romans are getting baptized and becoming one with God, or whatever the hell John the Baptist is talking about. Huh? Baptism wouldn't be a Jewish thing anymore. This isn't a real revolution. This is the kind of revolution the Romans can just let happen and slowly take away from us.
Just us. With all respect, the Romans laugh at the Jews getting baptized. They stand at the water's edge and mock them, worse than you do. They hate us.
Yeah, they hate me every day with small bags of silver. Put these in the stack for Kislev, these in Tevet.
Silver, which the Romans tax. These for Kislev, these for Tevet?
Yep.
And they use the money to build more crosses for Golgotha.
You think the Sadducees won't tax us if they run things? You think the Pharisees would let us keep every coin? The Romans can have their coins. Caesar's face is on them anyway.
You don't care about taxes because you can afford them.
We.
Yes. Sorry, yes. We.
If you don't like the system, you're free to go out on your own.
Just ask, come on. Please? You say I should speak my mind.
Yeah, but I want you to think as well. You know these things. You're just not thinking them through.
Should I bring him in?
He's here?
I told him to meet me when we... Yes, he's outside.
I said I didn't want to see him.
You called him John the Baptist. You already picked a name for him.
Fine, bring him in.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Don't wash yourself before you come in here.
I come before you as God made me.
Have you been actually fucking a sheep?
I wear what I can find, what God has decided to give me.
How much money do you have?
I don't negotiate with Roman coins. I only have the word of God.
Then get out of my house. Amalim, get him out of here.
Wait.
Do you need food? I can give you some fruit and bread. But if you want my help, you give me coin or you get out of my house.
All right. Yes, I have coin.
Give me what you have.
Amalim, take these plus the coin from Adlai, bring it to the temple, exchange it for shekels, pay our tribute.
I understand.
Hold on. Hang outside for a few. I'll call you if I need you.
Wait, don't they want you to pay our tribute?
Shit, yeah, right. No, sorry, I didn't tell you. I made a deal with them. I send you from now on. They were feeling awkward.
I understand.
Oh, and make sure you keep calling it a tribute. I'd hate for you to think of it as a tax.
I trust my coin will find a way to enrich the Jewish people, as I know you are a man of the word, and you would never...
Cut the shit, yeah.
Justas, it has been a long time since...
I said cut the shit.
You've got coin, so I can help you. But I will tell you what I tell everyone. Follow the story everywhere, but not in here. In here, if we're not talking, there's no point.
I am not one of your customers, Justas. I am speaking on behalf of the one true God, and it's your responsibility to carry our people away from the Roman—
Get the fuck out of my house! Now! Walk out that door right now!
Here's your coin.
Wait,
back.
Wait,
this natural
yes.
man in the wilderness
I'll,
routine. I swear I'm not gonna spend a
I
single
will
second!
With you. I'll be straight with you.
Tell me.
I've got 720 men and women.
Congratulations.
You see my problem.
I guess I don't.
I had this idea, right? I sell absolution, the end of your sins. If you are baptized and washed clean in the river, your sins are taken away.
Yeah, I don't get any of that. It sounds like goat shit to me.
Well, it makes sense, though. It's what the temple is selling, except I'm giving it away for free. I make these people purified in the eyes of God, and they get out from under Herod.
That... That's actually a really good idea.
Right?
Because the river... costs you nothing. And there's no way to prove that God still holds them responsible for their sins. They won't know that until they die.
Right, and when they get to that point, what are they going to do, really?
They show up and say, I was baptized, you're welcome. And God says, I don't even know what that means, dummy.
Well, God knows what it means. He knows all.
Sure. Sure. But God's not going to be impressed that they fell for a con.
It's not a... Look, I don't really want to talk about the baptism. The point is, I'll have 1,000 by the end of the spring.
So what's the problem?
What do I do then?
I'll lay them out and get them dry. Maybe you can baptize them again.
I thought about that. It won't work.
Of course you thought about that. Oh, good Lord, John, don't take that cloak off. It makes the smell worse.
So I don't know what to do with the baptized.
Then why the hell are you baptizing them?
Because, are you serious? It's great. You should come down to the river. We're all together, and we're like a family.
Come on. Yeah, you want me to guess?
Well, that's not necessary. I think we can
let
it go
together.
Unsaid.
We became men together. I've got a pretty good guess why you'd want to get as many people stripped bare and lying back in the river.
That's not really what I'm doing here.
And it's men and women, right? You've never been that particular.
It wasn't... Look, that's not necessarily a bad part of the whole thing, but I actually wanted to bring people together. I wanted to find a way to make a family? A community?
Really?
Yes! These shit-eating Romans are as bad as Herod, and I'm sick of it. I fucking hate it. And we need a movement, an organization, some way to show each other that we're part of this new tribe. I thought I could get a couple dozen people to prepare for the coming revolution or whatever.
Sure, sure, but it's not a couple dozen now. You have, what did you say, 700?
These people are all coming down to the river to pray. They're joining the movement to overthrow the Roman occupation.
Amalim says that's what you're doing.
Sure, right. I mean, it's not what I'm doing. I just didn't really have a larger plan in place. I just hate Herod. I hate him the way everyone hates him. And it's just, it's him and the Romans. And I just wanted to do something. We can't sit around and do nothing while our temples are being desecrated.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Look, I'm serious about that. God doesn't want the Romans here. This is the land of Israel.
You asked him?
Justas, this is true.
Fine.
You know this is true. Whatever might be happening with the temple, whatever might be happening with Herod or Pilate or whomever, you know this is the land promised to us. You know we need our own rule, our own land.
I know no such thing, but you've hired me to help you. Is that what you want? You want to be a Palestinian Caesar?
I can be. I could be. Yes, that's what I want.
And you'll have 1,000 people by spring?
I can have more.
And you want to know...
What do I do then?
Huh. Well, this is no small thing. You're saying you're the Messiah.
I'm not, to you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I could be. I've got the people, I've got a thing, people are coming to me, and I can put together an army.
No. Not an army.
Not an army.
The Romans won't be let out of here by the point of a sword. Believe me, you might think that's how you want to win, but if you live like that, you're going to end up dead. There's a political move. Give me a minute.
Yeah. I don't have any idea how I'd lead an army anyway. Can't imagine me with an army.
Quiet.
I'd just be at the front of the army, sort of pointing at the Romans, saying, okay, everyone, let's go do some battle.
Just quiet for a second. If we can get... All right. All right, here's how you can do this.
Great.
double down on the baptism. Send your whatever you call them, the people you have baptized. Send them out to proselytize for you. Have them bring their friends and family to you. If you can accidentally have 1,000 by the end of the spring, you should be able to double that if you do a little work.
Understood.
Omalim! Hold on a second. Omalim!
Omalim?
Yes, what?
Is Omalim... Never mind.
Yes, just us.
Okay, we're gonna start, but... We're starting small.
I got it.
No thunderstorm, just a little light rain.
Just us. I got it. Whispers, giggles, I got it. No yelling from the hilltops.
Just servants, right? I don't want heads of households, not yet. We've got...
I got it. I already had it. Going slow. On my way.
So, I go first to the baths. I can talk to Aaron and Hindle, and that is one of the four families done. The Brennerman are the easiest... No, I'm not going to second-guess this, just us. This is the right move.
So, step one. Let me think on step two.
Omalim is... What is Omalim?
I'm sorry?
I just... Okay, never mind.
Are you trying to ask me something?
No. I mean... No. I just...
You want to know what Omalim is?
I just...
Oh my god. Yeah. Here's what Omalim is. The kid I trust most in the world.
Omalim.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're better at this than I am. Eventually, when I die, this whole operation will be in better hands than it is now.
Really? You trust Omalim that much?
I mean, they know every single page and servant in Jerusalem. Say one thing to Omalim, and the next thing you know, it's being whispered in every laundry and toilet in the city. It's, you know, it's more than that. Omalim's still so young, but that kid hears parts of the story that would never even occur to me. Not always, but sometimes a thing will come out of their mouth, and I'm just astonished.
Okay. But...
Plus, there's something about Omalim that ties people like you in knots.
Just tell me, Omalim, if I mean, is... They,
Look, what the hell do I know? Neither. I didn't ask. When you tie a note to a pigeon's leg, do you turn it over to see if it's a boy or a girl? All that matters is it has wings, right?
Well, I'm not exactly thinking about tying notes to legs. There's something about... That kid's got me walking into walls.
Oh, good God. Let me think on the rest. Let's see if I can arrange a meeting. I might be able to get, I don't know.
The Magdalena?
I don't know. I think I can get one of the four families. I really don't know. We have to negotiate this really carefully. But I will reach out to the families, and then we can talk to the Pharisees or...
Not the priesthood, not the king. Hear me. My people, they're here because they hate how things are. They're coming to me for a change.
I understand, but they're going to have to fight for change and then deal with the change they get. One step at a time.
Will this happen?
It can. It might not happen the way you think. The people are waiting for the Messiah, and people say they think you are he...
Do you think I am?
Are you making a joke? Yeah! I know you! I've known you since we were children! I mean, you're smart, you're fast, but you're you! You've got one good idea, that's it. You came up with one good idea to wash dummies in the river and tell them that they now have God's love. Now that's amazing, it is, it's a miraculous idea, but are you asking me if you're... The Messiah?
I could become the Messiah. Maybe he won't be born, maybe he will become it.
How, washing himself in the river? I'm not saying you don't need it.
I know you don't believe it, but others will.
Yeah, but guys like me, guys who've known you your whole life, we know. Look, apologies for this, but we know. You're a pig.
I will transcend. I will become the man I was meant to be. I can become something larger than myself, larger than all of us. I will lay me down in the river.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you should talk.
I will lay down in the river. The same waters that wash away the sins of the believers will wash over me and turn me into the man I should be, and I will become... No. I will create the Son of God inside myself, and I will manifest to the world as the Messiah. and I will lead my people to the walls of Jerusalem, and the Romans will walk away, swords tucked in their sheaths. We will have a Jew as our king, and our country will be called Israel.
Go now. Hold on to that and go.
Ugh. 2000 by spring?
Yeah, but Yaya?
John.
John. Hold on to that. Have that voice, have that tool, but don't lose your head. If you run into the Sanhedrin, measure your response. Let them say what they will say, and I'll do all I can to make sure they say the right things.
God be with you, Justas.
You got it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation?
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with a neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley. Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?